Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the East-West Wrestling Connection, ladies and gentlemen, or maybe I should call this the, we'll call this the North-South Wrestling Connection from here on in. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we have not one, but two guests on our show from here on out. From the east of me, we have everybody's favorite answer to whatever happened to Paul Heyman and the lovely Medusa from WCW. It spawned this woman, Nikki Heyman.
Good evening, Mr. Seidelman.
How are you tonight?
A little under the weather from me. I'm good.
And we'll get to your stories later on in the show, because I know you have a couple of them to tell.
Oh, just a few.
Mm-hmm. And, ladies and gentlemen, you know her. You love her. She was on last week's show. She was such a great addition to our show. We brought her back. Ladies and gentlemen, Trista Timpson.
Yay. I'm excited.
As well as you should be. We have a great show tonight. I have a feeling this is going to be a great show.
It's always a great show. But where to begin?
Well, hold on. Let me, let's see here. 3, 2, 1.
Ah, you do have the sound effect. Excellent.
What the hell is that?
The Royal Rumble buzzer.
Oh. I get it.
Because we're starting out with the biggest news of all. John Cena has returned.
And the IWC has still not shut up. See?
Well, there you go. They're always one to stir controversy, but according to Eric Bischoff, it creates cash, doesn't it, folks?
Just how many people in the IWC do we have in the audience tonight?
Judging from the web chat and judging from the people who are calling in, zero.
Ah. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know who's listening right now, but if you want to call in about and jump in the conversation that us three are going to have, call us at 646-716-9678, and we'll be happy to field your questions. With that said, Royal Rumble was a big night. John Cena came back. Not only that, won the Royal Rumble. The champs are still the champs. Flair still has a job.
And Chris Jericho bled. But he got a measure of revenge against JBL.
He hung him.
Twice.
I'm surprised WWE is doing that kind of thing just because of everything from last June. I don't know. I think it's kind of odd that they're letting something like that just slide. And they're like, oh, well.
To be honest, I didn't even think of that until you said that.
Not only that, but because Cena's back, everyone's Royal Rumble prediction was wrong, including yours, Rob. You picked Triple H. I had Cody Rhodes. I knew he wasn't going to win.
I had picked Undertaker myself. I was actually at the Rumble, and I'll tell you what. The roof came off when Cena's music hit, and then the crowd did an entire 180 once he hit the ring.
They're happy to see him, but they hate his work in the ring. That's probably the reason why they turned on him.
Absolutely, because once he hit the ring there, everybody's looking and going, wait a minute, Triple H, John Cena, Batista.
God,
John Cena's most likely going to win. I would have been happy if Triple H had won.
I think
I would have preferred if
Triple H won.
You know what, seeing as how the three of them are most hated by the WrestleCraft not only the WrestleCraft forums, but in the IWC,
mm-hmm.
They might as well cheer for the one that they hate the least. And currently,
came down to
that's Trips.
And that's why there was boo and yay chanting during the brawl near the end.
Mm-hmm.
And the enormous "you can't wrestle" chant that I know made the show audio.
Well, they broadcast in HD. It gets everything. It gets the audio, gets the video.
We're in HD. We were last week.
Is this HD?
We are in HD. All the
Unfortunately, we spent so much money on getting you here, Trista. We had to sell off the HD in order to pay for you.
Are you going to pay for my phone bill, too?
No.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you're getting a dollar more than I am, I think.
I hope so.
Anyways, a lot of stuff happened at the Royal Rumble. We had MVP and Flair. Flair managed to hang on his career with the move that made him famous.
And the match itself was pretty by the numbers. I hate to say that because both are capable of better. Ric Flair did cut a very nice promo to start, discussing how he'd worked the garden as far back as 1976.
That is true.
I don't remember 1976. I heard
it. I do, but...
Well, of course you don't, Trista. You're what, my age? 20? 21?
Yeah, I'm 21 in May. 21 on the 21st. Hey! Remember that?
I was there in 1976. You didn't miss much.
Oh, wow, really?
You didn't miss much, but then again, in 1976, I was just starting school, so.
That's a long
time ago. Yes, it was. Let's get back to the pay-per-view before I date myself further.
Yes, back in the era when disco was cool and Charles Lawson Riley was the talk of the town. Anyways. We had Chris Jericho versus JBL. Now, of course, this was just a big brawl from beginning to end.
A wild
JBL
brawl
wound up winning by disqualification after Chris Jericho blasted him with the chair.
It was a nice
JBL
shot.
It was beautiful.
How did
JBL
it look live?
Live? Oh, we heard it more than we saw it, but... Definitely, it was very satisfying. The Sabu that Jericho did right afterwards, he climbed up on the ring and threw the chair at JBL before he went and got the camera cable and started hanging him.
And now we get to the title matches. Edge and Rey Mysterio.
Hey, Rob, you have some feedback going on. I can hear myself.
That's mainly through Nikki's phone.
My apologies. Is it my Bluetooth?
Yeah.
There
it is.
Okay, I don't want to switch this off, but if I have to.
There, does that help?
Yes.
I think so. Testing?
Okay.
It's done.
Okay.
Back to Jericho and JBL.
There we talk, Jericho, JBL.
Well, JBL won the match, but Jericho won the segment.
Most definitely. And now we get to the Edge-Rey Mysterio match. My opinion, although I really love the Royal Rumble, it's my favorite gimmick match ever of all time. Nothing will ever beat it. Edge-Rey Mysterio was match of the night. Both of them put on their A-game.
I completely agree.
Absolutely. This was a very... very well done match. The clones were not a factor, thrown out early. Beautiful finish.
And which sets up beautifully. Because on SmackDown, as it's airing right now, the T-Man is back in charge.
And did you see the size of the smile on his face?
Theodore R. Long.
Oh, fun.
He's back in control. So holla for that. Dolla dolla.
Fun. I'm not amused by that. Whatever.
Anyways.
I'd be more happy with Vicky Guerrero as GM if she knew how to act. Seriously.
And she can't. Plus, this angle is just a thousand ways of bad.
You can't say that. Edge makes it good. Anything Edge does is great. Anything.
I'm sorry, but here's my theory when it comes to wrestling. Everybody is doomed to have at least one crap angle.
Edge has yet to have his.
Oh, he had his back in 2002 when he was feuding with A-Train.
True, but this sort of rivals it. Come on.
I don't think it's that bad, and I blame Crystal Marshall more than I'll blame Edge.
I blame whoever wrote this stuff, which then it turned out to be Michael Hayes.
Yeah, the
Hardy
Boys?
Hayes is too busy rooting for Jeff if you want to go on to the other title match.
Oh! That's right! Raw! Title match, Hardy versus Orton.
Great match. Not as good as Edge's Mysterio, but good match.
It was a good match, but it kind of stopped. I really think they could have gone in a few more minutes and built up a better finish.
Right, but in the end, what's done is done. And plus, I managed to find a feed of the Royal Rumble on the interwebs.
All right.
And from what I saw, it was just an average match. It could have been a whole lot better.
Well, you're asking a lot of Mr. Orton.
I don't know. I really liked the ending to it because you could see Jeff had, like, the advantage, and you saw him going for the twist of fate, but then Randy hit the RKO, and it just proved that that move could come out of nowhere, and it could end any match whenever it wants to. So how they had that booked, I thought was pretty awesome because I don't think anyone saw it.
And everybody knows about the RKO being the most devastating maneuver because DDP does that exact same move, and he made it come out of nowhere at least 11, 12 years ago.
But Randy looks better when he does it.
Randy got permission to use it now, and only now, 6 years later, is he finally getting it right.
Right. But still, DDP is the master of that move.
It doesn't help that I'm not a fan of Randy's, but, and I think WWE has really got to consider that Jeff Hardy is a big-time player. The reactions for Jeff lately have been amazing. The Heat
does
not die down. Huh?
Yes, they have.
And Jeff Hardy's kind of a new-gen RVD at this rate. You know, you could probably job him for a year and people will still scream for him when he comes out.
Right. And let's get to the Royal Rumble, okay?
Okay.
Can I just say one thing first?
Sure.
I just think Jeff Hardy is the only person that everyone can agree on. And by everyone, I mean, like, the teenage boys and the college guys and, like, the fangirls and the little kids and the internet, if you want to include it. That's going to be the only person that everyone could be like, hey, Jeff Hardy. And everyone's going to be like, yay! Because they don't have that with anybody because everyone hates someone. And Jeff Hardy seems to be the only person that no one really hates or intensely dislikes.
She has a point.
She does.
This is why they should push him. Because, I'm not going to say everyone, because he probably has, like, the odd hater, but, like, the fans in general love Jeff Hardy. I love Jeff Hardy. You guys love Jeff Hardy. Like, it's hard to find.
Especially when he's shirtless. Anyways.
I don't care either way. Although, before we get into the Rumble, just a little factoid. Matt Hardy was spotted at the Garden Sunday night, so I wonder if they had some. They were thinking of a couple of other things as well.
Right. And now we get to the Rumble.
Indeed.
We had some unannounced spots. Some spots left to be filled.
Which a lot of us were speculating this was where Big Show was going to make his return.
Right, but we saw the returns of such great superstars as Jimmy Superfly Snuka, who hasn't been relevant since WrestleMania 7, and Roddy Piper, who is always relevant, always a welcome addition, even though his skills have diminished a bit, but he's still a god on the mic.
To their credit, I noticed that a lot of action stopped in the ring when these guys hit. And I think Undertaker was the first one to step up, and I could have swore he said, "How you doing?" before he started swinging.
Did you guys know?
How you doing? Do it. Fine. Do it. Good. Do it. How's your wife? Do it. Fine. Do
it. Can
you
do that,
Anita? The grin CM Punk had on his face when Piper and Snuka started teeing off on each other. He was in, like, the back, and he was just hanging out by the ropes, and he had the biggest, like, genuine grin on his face just because you could just tell. He was just like, there's, like, the two people that, what I read, influenced him to get into the wrestling business, and they're, like, 2 feet away from him just punching each other in the same ring that he was in.
Right.
Tripping the light mark tactic.
Mm-hmm.
What a great
match.
And
I couldn't remember where I was sitting, but I believe.
We've got some long stretches from wrestlers that you probably wouldn't think would never go this far. Morrison lasted close to 40 minutes.
That says a lot. Remember, and guys who usually get long stretches in the Rumble usually get good pushes throughout the year.
Right. Punk got a good stretch. I think almost bested his old Rumble time close to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Miz lasted, he lasted a little while, lasted over 10, 15 minutes.
I was expecting him to last 10 seconds, but
like
that might be. Yeah, now I was surprised that Shelton Benjamin lasted all of 15 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know why they've hyped him up a lot, and then it's like, what?
Who are you? Oh, Cisco. Toss him.
He's gone.
That would be great if Shelton Benjamin starts coming out to the song. Have a couple of Diva Hoes with him. That'd be great.
He could be like Sugar Shane Helms back in the day with the... Come on, what do we call Shelton Benjamin's dancers? He seems to be like the golden boy.
Might be the golden
gold. No,
the
solid gold.
Gold club.
Solid gold Shelton Benjamin with the gold club. Right, nice.
Yeah.
And then we get to the third mission, which was Elijah Burke.
Woohoo! I love Elijah.
It's good to see him again. He hasn't been a factor on ECW since Shelton Benjamin arrived.
Seems like every show has to have the athletic black guy, and not to be racist or anything, but now it seems like ECW has three of them:
Shelton, Burke, and
Kofi Kingston.
That's true. Kingston, who just debuted. Who has been, unfortunately, just a side note, his first match was absolutely atrocious.
I saw it on Botchamania.
Yeah, that whole match deserved to be on Botchamania. Hi, Matthew. Anyway,
yes, watch the Botchamania videos on YouTube. They're great entertainment.
All 39.
Oh, I thought they were at 40. I thought they'd actually hit 40 by now.
Is there 40 now?
They'll hit 40 once we talk about the newest addition to WWE, Mike Adamly.
Who sounded flat at the Rumble.
Do we really need to talk about him? Really?
Well, I could understand about Mike Adamly. I could explain, and I'll try to defend him the best as I can. This always happens with Mike Adamly. When he starts a new gig, especially when you throw him to the wolves live. He was a little stiff on his first XFL game. He was stiff for his first two shows they did for WWE with the Royal Rumble and Raw.
Mm-hmm.
My feeling is you need to get him into a taped environment and he'll shine. Like what he did on American Gladiators. He shined. He is also a great commentator. Don't do Don't send him out there doing, you know, pumping up the crowd stuff. Give that to a younger, high-energy guy. Mike Adamly is not high-energy. He's deadpan a lot of the time. So you should stick him right behind a commentary desk and have him analyze the match and, you know, do stats and what all that good stuff. That's where he belongs.
The problem is we've got three good play-by-play guys, and I say good.
Right.
JR,
three good play-by-play guys. JR, Styles, and Cole, but
Cole.
You know, sometimes in this day and age, you need to have a three-person team in order to lift up people that are psychic. So I say stick them on SmackDown.
Get rid of Coach.
Coach? Huh?
Sorry, I still don't like Coach at the announce table.
Well, stick Adam Lee on SmackDown. It's a tape environment. And if he botches, he could easily record over it, because Adam Lee is a pro and can handle a taped environment. Not sure how he does well with live shows, but a taped environment, he shines.
Well, wasn't he a commentator for XFL?
Yeah, he was a commentator for the XFL, but he eased in. I know some of that stuff was live, but he eased in, and he eased in well. Remember, his first stuff on the XFL was really stiff.
I don't know if he, I don't believe he commentated. Well, then again, the XFL games I saw were mostly Orlando Rage games, and the ones that, a lot of those I got to see live and in person.
You guys actually watched the XFL?
Yeah.
I went to XFL games. I had season tickets, front row, 40-yard line, close enough to listen to the football players cuss. I feel besmirched.
I'm sorry.
I would too, especially this close to Super Bowl.
I blame the NFL for the XFL's demise. I don't blame Vince McMahon.
Anyways, let's just move on.
Please,
yes.
Before I have to reach through the phone and punch her.
I know.
Hey, you know, it's a way to make What's-His-Face not suck. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Change all the wrestlers' names to gladiator names.
There we go.
There. John Morrison can go back to Nitro, right? Triple H can just be Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. See?
Girl, yeah, just
talking it up, though.
Edge?
Hey, Adam Lee, call Hunter the evil Dr. Levesque. sorry.
Or, how about this for SmackDown? Fire Cole, fire Coach, put in Adam Lee and Zonka.
And who?
Larry Zonka.
How about Larry Sweeney instead?
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, how hard, you're not going to have to switch Mr. Seidelman's arm very hard. Where were we? Time out.
No, we have a caller.
Caller?
Oh, really?
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Doing all right,
ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name, sir?
This is DJ, and I am from Ohio. And I'm a friend
DJ.
Of
DJ! I know this man.
Hey, I just wanted to throw out something I was thinking about when you guys were talking about the Rumble, and logically, it's the next step, and it's what your not dream WrestleMania card would be. What do you think it's likely to shape up as? And I have a few matches that I wanted to throw out there and see what you guys thought about it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm just going to run it down real quick so that'll give you time to talk about it. I have Triple H going over in the Elimination Chamber, and I have him taking on Cena, who will win the belt, and that'll be WWE title, and I think Triple H goes over there so John can film his movie. I've got Edge and Undertaker, world title. Undertaker winning the Elimination Chamber, and he goes over in the two title changes at WrestleMania this year. So he wins the world title. That frees up John Cena Triple H match, frees up Randy Orton to be the guy who is going to retire Ric Flair. But he's not actually going to retire. I think everybody thinks that's what's going to happen. But I see that what I would do is throw in a winner, gets a WWE title shot, and then maybe Flair pulls out the upset, and then maybe he goes on next pay-per-view to face Triple H. You know, he wins, and then maybe somehow and then retires the next night. I've got Matt Hardy and MVP U.S. title, and that's the culmination of their feud. This one is a little bit, the next one I have is a little bit of a tricky one. It's Hulk Hogan versus JBL, the real American versus the Mr. Great American, the immortal one versus the wrestling god. And for that one, you know, for the ultimate politicker, who is the ultimate politicker? I have the next one is Jeff Hardy versus Shawn Michaels, and it's a non-title, but I just want it to be that show stealer type of match like Michaels had with Angle a few years back.
I remember that match. That was a fantastic match.
It was
that
awesome,
was a
wasn't
brilliant
it?
Match. Brilliant. I
it
hate Shawn Michaels.
It was amazing.
At
WrestleMania 21, that was just unbelievable. And then I have Money in the Bank. Pretty much I threw in people that don't really have another match, but I'd like to see in a ladder match. I have Ray, Jericho, and I wanted to throw JBL in that Hulk Hogan match to free up Jericho. Punk, Morrison, Kennedy. I love Santino, so I threw him in there. Shelton and Ron Killings. And I also threw Batista in there just because I think it'd be fun to see him try to climb the ladder. And plus it keeps the plausibility that he's doing the world title hunt because they really didn't have anything for him. Next I have Finley.
I'm going to stop you right there for a second about the Money in the Big match. I would not push Killings that hard that fast. That will burn him out when it comes to the audience.
Okay.
Question is, who do you
I,
have?
That's what I had. Yeah.
Who do you, question is, in that time frame, who do you have with the ECW Championship? Do you have it currently with Chavo, or do you have it with Punk?
I still have it on Chavo because I wasn't thinking that far down. Like, I want to see CM Punk. Maybe it goes back and forth. But maybe CM Punk wins it and then drops it because I want to see him. I think he ends up getting moved to Raw or SmackDown to kind of be a main event player in one of those. Or maybe shooting with the main event player.
Yeah. Now I get your watch. Thank you. I kind of see, and I'll open up to everybody here for Trista and Nikki. Where would you move Punk? Would you move him to Raw or would you move him to SmackDown? We'll start with Trista.
I would love to see him on Raw, just because that's really the only wrestling show I watch most of the time. But I can't see him getting past maybe a feud with Carlito. Like, I can see him doing, like, the odd main event, but I can't see him main eventing, like, I don't know, like, Unforgiven or something like that, some pay-per-view that we're not going to remember. But I think he would have a way better time on SmackDown, possibly with MVP.
Nikki?
I'm gonna say that SmackDown would be the better fit for him. I realize that's not really a move because of the talent exchange program arranged by Armando and Vicky Guerrero. However, CM Punk is a very credible U.S. champion, and I would pay a lot of money to watch him feud with Edge for the World Heavyweight title.
I gotta agree with everybody. SmackDown seems to be the better fit for him because SmackDown's a more action-based show, believe it or not.
More child-friendly, too. You kind of
he would just gel well with the talent over there because he would just gel well with the SmackDown group because they work constantly on house shows. They usually set up little matches between SmackDown ECW stars for the house shows, and one seems to do quite well over there.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, DJ?
I have a few more matches that I'll just throw out there and see what you guys think. Obviously, Mr. McMahon has to be in some kind of match, so I threw him in against Finley and Hornswoggle in an Irish street fight. I don't know why. I just made up Irish because McMahon's an Irish name, and, of course, he's fighting Hornswoggle and Finley. So I don't know what their whole thing is about their deal, but that's what I threw in there just to kind of get Mr. McMahon in the show because I figured he'd be on there. Another match I have is feeling a – go ahead.
No. I was just agreeing. You're probably thinking Belfast Brawl.
Belfast Brawl, yeah. That would probably be better suited, especially since they just did the Belfast Brawl, and I forgot completely about it. So, yes, it would be a Belfast Brawl, because Mr. McMahon actually had a great match with Shawn Michaels. I mean, it was better than what I thought a Shawn Michaels-Mr. McMahon match could be when he jumped off of the ladder. Shawn Michaels did an elbow drop McMahon, whose head was in a trash can, which was beautiful and perfect, and I wish
too.
I was there to see it. Yes.
I was, and it was amazing.
At Chicago, right?
Yes.
WrestleMania 22.
Yep, I was there.
And then I've got two more matches just kind of because I know that they will happen and I'm going to try to get everybody on the show. I'm borrowing a concept from TNA, the Monsters Ball, and just throw everybody over 300 pounds in the event. You could have Kane, Umaga, Big Daddy V, Mark Henry, Holly, and Big Show because just because I want to get them all time. I really wouldn't want to see it, but Probably somebody who loves big guys wrestling, Mr. McMahon would probably book. That's the kind of match he would book.
Oh, it's a power cleanser match.
Yeah, that would be just a time filler.
And then I know what the next match you're going for, the obligatory Playboy match.
Exactly. That was what I had as number 10 on my card here.
Yes, I believe the obligatory match would be Maria versus Beth Phoenix for the title, and oddly enough, Maria goes over in that one.
Or she loses and we get a surprise return of Candice Michelle if she's not back yet.
Oh, God.
Good Lord.
I'm not looking forward to it either.
I don't want to see Maria as women's champion ever, ever.
I'll be honest with you. I've seen the women's championship title hunt ever since it came back in like 98.
Mm-hmm.
When Sable first won the belt. I've seen it hit its highs and low points. One of the biggest low points was in 2000 when they made Harvey Whippleman the champion.
He still hasn't heard the end of that.
That was in 2001, was it?
Yeah, it was 2000.
It was before I started watching WWE regularly.
I think it happened in 99. But whatever.
And I have a feeling that its highest point was 2003.
2003 was a great year for the WWE's women's division.
Oh, yeah. Trish, Jazz, Lita.
Molly.
Molly, Jackie.
Ivory.
Mm-hmm. Ivory.
Ivory was still working.
Here.
It was just... Some people just tuned in for the women's matches, and then all of them either quit or got released, and look at the shit we have... I apologize for swearing, but look at the shit we have now when it comes to the women's division. Out of about 15 or 20 or so divas they have running throughout that... all three programs, only four know how to wrestle properly.
And one of them doesn't wrestle often.
Victoria.
And that's Jillian Hall.
Right. Jillian Hall, Victoria, Mickey James, Beth Phoenix, I take the back five. Melina.
Yes.
They should just go and sign a bunch of girls from Shimmer and let them kind of come on and wrestle some of the ones that are already on there. Because I like girls like Daisy Hayes. And I know Awesome Kong was, I don't know if she still works for Shimmer or not, but I know that TNA has
reigned. Awesome Kong can still do Shimmer, but she's contractually obligated to TNA when it comes to, TV shows and pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome Kong still does, independent shows, still does Japan, and can still do Shimmer, because that's not a pay-per-view thing, it's a DVD. It's a straight-to-DVD thing, so she could do that.
Right.
I think this is where TNA has the one step ahead of WWE, is with their women's division.
That's because they actually...
That's because all 12 of the women wrestlers on there can actually wrestle. All 12 of them.
Well, 11, 10 and a half, I'm going to say. Because I'm not too fond of the ring work of... The woman we discussed to great length last week, Tracy Brooks and Christy Hemme.
Good.
I'm still going to put them under Meteor Core, but the rest of the women that TNA has are great wrestlers, and they definitely have a huge advantage over WWE when it comes to that division, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when it comes to using them, too.
And in WWE's defense, Ohio Valley is trying to get some female wrestlers to move up. Katie Lee is almost right. I think she's probably one of the best that they've got down there. DJ
also
can back me up on that.
Did you hear the angle they're going to do with her, Nikki?
I heard. I'm not pleased. And I don't think it's going to make it to TV.
I hope it doesn't either. I hope actually what happens is that they move Raw to NBC to fill the time gap like they're supposed to at some point. And that way they can't really do anything edgy on Raw or SmackDown because it'll be on network television.
And I think that'd be perfect for everybody. We at least get to see, good quality wrestling. They can still Yeah, but that would mean we'd see more silly, stupid stuff with Hornswoggle. And
I have
just
no complaint.
I'm tired of that.
It's harmless. It's a couple of minutes a show, and after WrestleMania, it's done.
Thank God. And by the way, for those who visit www.wrestlecrap.com, Vince's bastard son has been inducted. It's up on the website. Go view it. It's great.
Yay.
Where's the little man? Where were we?
Now we talk. We got to do a preview.
Yes, we do.
Of?
We're going to talk about TNA Against All Odds. Let me pull up the website. OnlineWorldWrestling.com. And, damn, they don't have it up. The link to click on the full card on Online World Wrestling is up. So, hold on. Let me go to
www.tna. I actually have the card right in front of me right now.
At TNAWrestling.com?
Absolutely. Of Kurt Angle versus Christian, Kong versus ODB, the six-man...
Well, what an impact that was, fans!
Hold on. Shut up, Borash. You looked better in a brace. Anyway, pay-per-view. I got it, too. Women's match, we're going to start at the bottom and go straight up to the top. We have Peyton Banks taking on Tracy Brooks. This is pretty much a filler match. And I see Peyton winning round one, and this lasting a little while, though.
I hope Peyton wins. She's a good talent.
DJ, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
You're welcome to jump in here and commentate if you
okay.
want.
I'll take Peyton because they have to build her as a solid asset, so to speak, to Robert Roode, so it makes sense to give her the rub here. That was
you guys
horrible.
Stay out of
sorry. That was so horrible.
You guys...
I'm sorry.
I was going to let all the puns slide, but I see that the live studio audience wasn't too pleased with it. Where were we?
Peyton Banks versus Tracy Brooks. I'm going Peyton Banks to win round one. Seems like Trista and DJ are saying the same thing. What about you?
I'm good with that because Tracy Brooks has been through a lot leading up to this, and she's probably pretty frazzled. Peyton Banks we haven't seen her in the ring yet, but to be effective, she's got to start out strong.
And don't worry, she will. For those that don't know, Peyton Banks is actually Rain from Shimmer in Ring of Honor, and she's normally teamed up with Lacey to form the Minnesota Home Wrecking Crew. And
Lacey's a whore. Lacey sucks.
Tracy's awesome if you ever get the opportunity to meet her.
Okay.
Yes.
Then we have Cowboy James Storm versus the Showtime Eric Young for their own private drinking championship belt.
Get that.
Are they actually going to wrestle?
Yes.
Okay, then I won't complain too loud.
I see Cowboy James Storm winning this one. He needs to get his belt back and get rid of it. And end this feud with Showtime Eric Young.
Yes, and move on to bigger and better things, although I won't tell you what happened to him at the house show.
Well, we'll get to that in a second, maybe in the after show.
Mm-hmm.
We have a grudge match between Booker T versus Robert Roode.
Good Lord.
I've seen a lot of hate for Roode, and no, this was even before he supposedly broke Charmel's jaw. I'd like to see Booker go over on this one just for the satisfaction of avenging his dear, dear wife.
That's probably what's going to happen. And
plus
then we have the TNA World Tag Team Championship. You know, the first time we're going to cash this stuff in. AJ Styles and Tomko versus BG James and Bullet Barb Armstrong.
Why?
Seriously.
Why did
because
they
work?
Bullet Barb
would
have put on a good match.
I don't know why they picked Bullet Barb Armstrong. However, we do have one more impact. We do have one more impact before all this. And the question is, has the impact even been taped yet?
For next week?
Yeah.
I believe it has not been.
I know somebody who would know the answer to that, but I would have to call him. He's been trying to call me, and he knows I'm doing. He knew I was doing the show tonight.
Maybe he should call in.
He's probably not listening. I notice he's not even online.
No. Anyways, we have the 6-man hardcore street fight. This will determine if the X Division stays.
I have been told just now it has been taped. It has been taped for next week.
Okay, right. And we'll figure all that mess out. Then I shouldn't have done.
For telling me that.
Then I think I made a mistake in doing the against all odds this, but we. Let's just move on. Hardcore Street Fight, Team 3D and Divine versus the Machine Guns and Jay Lethal.
Do you really think they want to get rid of the division that, the one division that separates them from WWE?
No.
Can you honestly see a reason for them to get rid of this division?
No.
They shouldn't get rid of it.
And that's why I think the Guns and Lethal are going over, and they're going to go over very well.
Me too.
And I think you can get a lot of mileage out of the possibility of workout videos starring Bubba Ray and D-Von. And that seems like something that TNA would do.
Right.
And the stipulation is whoever makes the pin gets the X Division title belt. So...
So Alex Shelley!
Woo-hoo! Go Saban.
Either or.
I gotta say go Alex Shelley. I want to see his old theme music back. That was a great theme.
He hated it. He needs to bring the unicorns to TNA. As he does his theme in UWA. It's called The Clap. It's a minute and a half long. I highly suggest you download it because it is the poppiest minute and a half you'll ever experience.
Clap your hands if you want some. Clap your hands if you need some.
Exactly.
I have actually, it was on his MySpace like a couple of years ago. And I totally love that song, so I downloaded it for my purpose.
It's a great,
great song.
Great
I do agree.
Song. I love it. Continuing on. Or not. You can hang out with Dead Air for a while. That's cool. Where did everybody go?
I don't know.
What the hell is going on? Well, if I'm by myself, then I'll continue with this. Abyss versus Judas Messias, if I'm saying that right, has already been taped due to some restrictions in South Carolina that will not have such a violent match take place.
That is correct.
So, yes. And we have Awesome Kong versus ODB. Should be pretty good. ODB is a good talent. Her character's pretty annoying. Kong's amazing for going with her shimmer name. That should be a good match. I can see it being pretty quick, though.
Kong smash.
Kurt Angle versus Christian Cage. Good old WWE guys. That will definitely be a good match. That will definitely be a great match. Early match of the year contender, I predict. Anyone?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me now? Is this the caller still? Who am I talking to?
I think I'm still the caller. I don't even know if I'm on.
No, you're definitely on because I can still hear you.
Okay.
Or maybe we're not on. Oh, no.
Maybe we're not on. I don't know.
I'm not liking this.
I don't hear anything coming out of my...
What just happened?
I don't know.
Dude, I'm confused. Dude, so confused. Let's continue to talk. Go to the WWE webpage. Unless you watch Ring of Honor. Do you like Ring of Honor?
I do like Ring of Honor.
Thoughts and opinions on the new tag team champions that are not Age of the Fall.
Wait, there are new tag team champions?
Yes.
I've not been informed of this.
Rocky Romero.
The No Remorse Corps.
Yes.
Wow. That's a stunner. I figured they'd give Age of the Fall a big run now that Joey Matthews is in the fold. And they kind of let Jimmy Jacobs go.
Hello?
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 Am I allowed
Nikki
back in?
No, go away.
Nikki, is that you?
It's Nikki.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you guys. I called twice and I couldn't get in.
Is someone else here?
DJ, are you still out there?
I am still here.
Okay. Mr. Seidelman's working his way in now, I think.
We were just discussing Ring of Honor.
I heard a little bit of that. Let's see. Fortunately, my Ring of Honor is very weak. I admit that.
Weak, you say?
I've been to one show, and I have a hard time. I don't get a chance to keep up. Mr. Seidelman says he can't get back in.
Huh. This is interesting.
Since we had been talking about TNA, I was going to poke in a little bit about the house show I attended. I was at the show in Troy, as was DJ. He was sitting right next to me.
That's correct.
How was the show?
Actually, this was a lot of fun.
I've heard the TNA shows are better than their pay-per-views, their house shows.
They can be, because they're a lot more interactive, I think. You get a better chance of catching people. The matches, since they're not under any kind of time constraints, they go out there and they just have fun.
Yeah, I
second
that.
Did you get to meet anyone?
Amazing.
We met a handful of people. I'm not going to talk about intermission, DJ. I'm sorry.
Intermission was bad.
Wow. Intermission was an enormous cattle drive, so I'm not even going to go into that. At the end of the show, Kurt Angle picked up the microphone and said he would take pictures with fans. And you were allowed to actually physically get into the TNA ring. Stand next to Captain Dorkboy and the new TNA title and take a picture with him.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, about what happened. It just mine just got completely... I'll just find out this. My thing just got completely fucked up. I heard the business signal. Nikki showed up twice. It completely froze and everything, and now I'm back.
Welcome back, Mr. Seidelman.
This got so fucking frustrating. I hate swearing like this, but...
No. French is legal when the equipment's just being this stupid.
Let's
see. Oh, yes, I was asked about our meeting of people at the TNA house show.
Did we already finish discussing the...
She finished up the card for Against All Odds.
The pay-per-view has been talked about.
We have completed discussions of the pay-per-view. The house show...
However, I do have the feeling this show will not be archived, by the way.
It won't be archived?
Will not be archived.
How come? All shows need to be archived. This is a great show.
It is, but the thing forked up and everything... I don't think I'll be able to log out. It'll just run for days and days.
Hooray!
Woo!
Except I'm not going to talk that long.
I don't know. The show's officially slated in 10 minutes.
Hmm.
No, I'll make
anyways,
it quick.
No, go on.
Okay. No, Kurt Angle did take pictures with as I think pretty much 90% of the fans that were there. That's where most of the line was. If you stuck around after the show, you had the opportunity to meet several of the TNA superstars, including X Division champion Johnny Devine, Hernandez and LAX, Stone Cold Shark Boy, Tracy Brooks, Black Machismo Jay Lethal, Cowboy James Storm, and Jeremy Borash. I think there were a couple other people wandering around, DJ. I know we missed some people.
Yelich Skipper was around, I know. I got Earl Hebner outside the ring after we got out from meeting Kurt Angle. And there was somebody else who snuck. Oh, no, not an Earl Hebner fan, I suppose.
He just hates Canadians. He just hates Canadians, that's all.
That's true.
I understand a fan actually snuck out of the arena briefly for a smoke and ran into Austin Kong, got a picture with her.
Yeah, I saw that on his digital camera he showed me.
AJ and Tomko did an autograph session at intermission, which was a freaking cattle drive, and you couldn't get pictures with them.
Did you hear he did intermission the next night in Youngstown?
What happened?
Motor City Machine Guns.
Oh, good Lord. I'd have taken that, too.
Yes, because I looked at, I know Brian and Steve and Leah and all them went out to Youngstown, and I read Steve's blog. And he talked about that it was pretty much a whole bunch of people there anyways, but he did fork out $5 and get both Saban and Shelley on an autographed photo. So, not bad, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
pretty damn nice.
Oh, and Trista, if you're a Motor City Machine Guns fan.
I'm a huge Motor City Machine Guns fan.
And I'm going to make you insanely jealous.
Oh, no.
If you go to my MySpace or if you go to my website, NikkiHayman.com, and check my TNA section, I have a picture of the Motor City Machine Guns you will reach to the phone and choke me for.
I'm going right now. N-I-K-K-I?
N-I-K-K-I, Hayman.com.
All right. Dun, dun, dun. You might get
dun, dun, dun.
Pretty cool. Is it on your front page?
What you'll do is click places she's been, and then you'll get to a page that'll have logos from the various leagues. Click TNA.
Okay.
And then scroll around. 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm looking. This is going to take forever. Rhino, Senshi, Sting. Sanjay. I've met Sanjay, too. What a nice guy. He's really quiet, though.
Mm-hmm. That's why he's so good at the guru character. Please tell me I still have that picture up.
I can't see. There it is. I saw them at a UWA show with my friend, and she took a picture of their asses because they're right in front of them.
That picture was taken in 90. My picture was taken in 90 degree heat at the Slammiversary Fan Festival.
Oh Lord!
Because there was no air conditioning in that building.
That's beautiful.
It was.
Oh,
it's
sigh.
Quite.
Oh sigh. All right.
No. You're fine. That's why I did it.
I'm okay.
No, the only good stuff on my front page. All the good stuff on my front page. Let's see. Dorcas.
I just saw you met my other boyfriend.
Which one?
That would be Austin Aries.
That was taken at a Ring of Honor show. The only Ring of Honor show I was at. Survival of the Fittest. 06. And I almost ended up with Matt Sydal in my lap.
He is so dreamy.
We're horrible,
yes.
But hey.
Even more dreamy than when he was Austin Starr. But anyway, moving on.
Hey, that never existed, all right? That is completely great from history. The Austin Starr never existed. This will never be mentioned again. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll throw in an incident from the Troy show if you guys really want to laugh. Austin Con-
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, gotta get Austin out of my head here. Austin Kong had a fan bring her out to the ring. The fan jumped in the ring after the match was over, ran up and hugged her.
Oh, wow.
Somebody forgot to tell her that this kid was not a worker.
Doorbell.
Nobody's home.
Yes, there is. Hello?
Hello?
Caller, are you with us?
Hold on.
Hello? Caller?
I guess they're not with us.
Anyway,
the
poor fan did the stupid thing of hugging Kong, and Kong pounded him. And somebody forgot to tell Kong that that was just a fan.
Uh-oh.
So Mr. Hebner got in an argument with one of the organizers at ringside while a couple people helped the poor fan to the back, and Hebner was discussing it with Rudy Charles, and the organizer was pretty much screaming in their ear.
Wow.
So I've consulted with a couple of people in the business, and they said, yeah, that's not supposed to happen.
Oops.
I mean, yes, thank you. I'll be here all night. Tip your waitress. Oi. Okay. Do you guys want results, or do we have something else to discuss? We've got 4 minutes left. Oh, caller.
Are you there?
Caller. Very nice caller. Introduction.
I know who this is.
Let's see.
The following has been a taped advertisement from Nova James.
Who is this?
Several months ago, Rose began 3 simple numbers. 1, 6, 1. 3 men took it upon themselves to bring a revolution to the wrestling industry. A revolution that is going to change the face of professional wrestling forever. Jimmy Jacobs, Tyler Black, the Necro Butcher. 3 names that will forever be burned into the memory of wrestling fans. However, that is the wrestling industry. Now a new revolution is about to begin. A revolution that is going to change the face of this very show. 2 weeks from right now, the revolution will be weaponized. And as the ages of old brought forth their revolution with 3 simple numbers, as 2 is the new revolution. On Project 579. 2 weeks, all will be revealed. Project 579. The revolution has begun.
Was that the Shockmaster?
I'm slightly confused.
Save us, ROH.
I'm frightened beyond a shadow of a doubt.
That was our first robot caller. How exciting is this? Robots do exist.
The mental picture that I had was Fred Ottoman in a Darth Vader mask going through the wall and having his helmet come off as the Shockmaster. That's what was in my head.
Shockmaster is trying to reach.
And ironically, Fred Ottman is still a better wrestler than 95% of the wrestlers on the WWE roster. Okay, now I got the Smart Control Academy for the night. Okay. All
right.
Not better than Edge, though.
Hardly anybody is better than Edge.
Nobody's better than Canyon.
Raise your hand if you didn't hear that one coming.
You can't see it, but my hand's up.
I saw it coming, that's why I booed you.
Since we've only got a minute, we need to scoot out of here.
We only got about 20 seconds left, so DJ, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Nikki, thank you.
Always, thank you.
Trista, come back.
Always
will. Everybody, I'm Robert Solomon. Sorry about the mess. Take care. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Log Talk Radio.
And Fade, welcome to the after show.
Woo!
And we are in overtime.
Yes.
Is this the part where we start singing Adrenaline Rush?
That was the Mario song when he's invincible as a star.
I think we both just got booed.
Aww.
No, you got booed for Adrenaline Rush.
But I'm funny. Okay. After
are we still on?
I hope so.
Well, we're still going, and it's got my Super Bowl show stuff up.
So, Giants, I got $5 on you, Eli. Don't fuck this up.
Go Patriots, because you must be perfect on the season that Miami was crap.
1-15.
It's only poetic.
Poetic justice indeed. By the way, Trista, Nikki?
Yes?
Yes.
Me and my good buddy Jim Williams will be doing the show. We'll be doing a new radio show, a new sports show. Called the Big Jim and Sigma show.
Hmm.
And our debut is this Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific.
What's
yes, I know nobody wants to hear Joe Morgan and Joe Buck.
You have
so listen to me and Jim Williams.
Oh. You should have Joe Rogan on your show. You make
oh, I would kill to have Joe Rogan on my show.
He's my hero. We play a lot of cards at my house, and every town is known as Joe Rogan. There's no reason for it. It's just a Joe Rogan.
Maybe we should get Mike Goldberg and Joe Rogan to... We should talk MMA. Oh, well, that's what we needed to talk about in the time span that we forgot to do.
Lesnar.
Lesnar and UFC this weekend.
This weekend? I believe it's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been thinking about this for like the last 9 years.
Well, first of all, I'm kind of happy that Lesnar was able to get a hold of some of his WWE footage to go ahead and throw in the ad so that at least they had something to show.
I can explain that one because Vince claimed it as a completely different audience, not the type of audience we go for WWE. So, no harm, no foul, gave him the footage.
That surprises me, but...
However, it should be well known that MMA is slaughtering WWE when it comes to the pay-per-view market. The average show for UFC does over 400,000 buys.
And the only pay-per-views that WWE can even get close to those numbers are their big four.
Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, and of course WrestleMania, which is pretty much a guaranteed $1 million buy every year.
Oh yeah. Because most of the what used to be single brand pay per views draw 150,000 to 175,000.
And we could all thank ECW for stopping that trend, although the pay per view that they had sucked ass.
I blame Vince McMahon, and so does my dear Uncle Paul. That's why he doesn't have a job anymore.
Nick, you completely off topic. We really got to get you on the WrestleCraft forums. You have a blast there.
Come join us, Nikki. It's a cult.
That's what I worry about. It is a cult. I do need to get over there. I've been less and less with the current forum that I am on, which is Online Onslaught. There's a war going on in there and stupid crap about whether or not Cena makes money.
We don't have wars at WrestleCrap because everyone hates Cena there.
Well, see, that's the thing. 90% of OO hates Cena, but they've got to admit that Cena makes
over
WWE
80%
money.
Of people hate Randy Orton.
90% at OO. Even the webmaster refuses to acknowledge him. Nothing more as a line mangling, beer fruiting, bag pooping, metrosexual mantard.
Oh, that's just not fair. That's not fair at all.
Randy Orton stopped caring in 2004. He really did.
That's because they abruptly ended his push after 1 month after having the belt because Trips probably pulled a power play.
No, I'm talking about when he won the Intercontinental title and thought that everything in the WWE would be handed to him on a silver freaking platter.
Well, that's because
I remember he put himself up on the greats of the WWE Intercontinental, like the Honky Tonk Man, and Triple H said, nobody is better than the Honky Tonk Man.
And just watching him half-ass it against RVD at house shows just didn't do it for me.
But, like, how they're treating him, though. Like, the dude trashes a hotel room, and they're like, have a title shot. He fails a drug test.
Thank you.
Have a title shot.
Thank you.
He doesn't care what he's doing. He thinks everything's being handed to him on a silver platter because it is. The dude can't mess up.
And that's what just horribly, horribly irritates me. Because he's going to do, he is practically, you know, I hate to say this, but he's practically going to have to pull a Benoit before they'll actually try to punish him in any severity.
He's going to have to get neck surgery?
He's going to have a tooth knocked out.
He's going to have to start doing random German suplexes.
He's going to learn how to do a German suplex first.
I think he could pull off a good one if he wanted to. He's got a lot of
talent. Well, I'm just, you know, Orton has his five moves of doom. Sadly, the first one is that, look at me, I should have wings pose.
So that's his first
really
and third set of maneuvers. The second one is just a boot. Third one is the pose. Fourth, it goes down on all fours. And the fifth one's the RKO.
Oh, no. I give props to the kneeling backbreaker and the stomps of random psychology.
A.K.A. the Garvin Stomp.
Yeah, where he stomps it. He doesn't remember which body part he was working on, so he stomps all of them.
Garvin did the same thing.
It still doesn't... Still doesn't do anything for me.
I'm really creeped out about the call that we got in.
The robot?
The robot call?
Yeah.
Robot call.
I don't get it.
Ring of Honor marks.
May I?
Yeah.
Ring of Honor marks are usually called robots.
Oh, okay. I get it now. I'm a robot. Not technically. But I get it now. Good one, Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
Bravo.
Yeah, I wish it was mine. I really wish it was mine.
You could have made a lot of money by selling that on a t-shirt. I'm a robot.
I have the font for it. I have the font.
What? A song?
No, I have the actual font that they used for the Ring of Honor logo.
Oh, okay. I'm on my cell phone. I have the shittiest reception on here, so.
I was going to say, well, if you take a peek again on my website on the front page, you'll actually see the Ring of Honor font stamped on the picture I took with Chris Hero.
I don't even like Chris Hero, and I'm jealous that you met him.
I was surprised to see him at this show. This was at a Heartland Wrestling Association show in Dayton. I run into him, I ran into ODB, and I'm like, you know, what universe have I just walked into?
Oh, by the way, anybody, have you guys watched the UWF that was on ESPN Classic?
I don't get ESPN. Screw you guys.
I don't get ESPN Classic.
Well, they aired, the old UWF, Nikki, you probably don't even remember it.
Mm-mm.
Well, They were airing the reruns on ESPN Classic late at night, and now it looks like they're pulling them off in exchange for the beginnings of Lanny Poffo and Macho Man Randy Savage.
Hmm.
That's right, International Championship Wrestling.
Interesting. Only because they can't get their hands on the world-class tapes anymore because Vince is having too much fun hawking the compilation.
Yeah, Vince owns all of the AWA footage. ESPN owns the ICW footage, the UWF Herb Abrams footage, including the unedited episodes of Fury Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what they also own. They own the Mid-South footage. They also own a bit of the USWA footage from Lawler when that aired on ESPN.
Okay.
I really should pick up the Spectacular Legacy of the AWA footage. However, I do have a 60-minute or so biography on it.
Okay.
With their greatest wrestlers, Road Warriors, Dan the Lariat Hansen, Hulk Hogan. Why did Stan the Lariat Hansen get a laugh?
I've just never heard him referred to that way.
He was a monster in Japan. He was even wrestling in WCW back in 1991. He beat Lex Luger for the U.S. title.
I believe it. I know he's a monster. I know somebody who modeled their character after him in my ESED.
A lot of people try to model a character based off of Stan the Lariat Hansen, and it just ended up being like crap, like JBL's first ever gimmick in the WWF as Justin Hawk Bradshaw.
Mm-hmm.
And that turned into crap fast. I gotta say it again. You need to join the forums, Nikki.
I'll work my way over there.
For those that listen to that show, for our show
in
the archive, join the WrestleCraft forums. Join the WrestleCraft forums. It's a ton of fun.
It's kind of. Not a lot. Just kind of.
Oh.
I'm sure I could get in a bit of trouble over there. I get into trouble periodically on my board, too, so.
Well, it's kind of fun when we have a guy, when we have the coolest guy, some of the hottest guys over there, like Kid Joker, right, Trista?
He's not ugly.
Mm.
I said hottest.
I've been harassing him for shirtless pictures for the longest time. I haven't received any of them.
We also have our British cutie and Chibi.
Chibi.
Diablo.
Chibi.
Huh?
Chibi. That's
how you pronounce Chibi. 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 I told and then we just have the coolest, most out there guy in Dude.
I love Dude.
We've got their share of characters. Especially, I don't go into the sports forums, but I've heard about the epic duels between Lucky Lopez, Moosehead Jack, and Solomon.
Oh, wow.
well, Moosehead Jack.
The thing is, Nikki, with Dude, he
mm-hmm.
definitely has to be seen to be believed.
Really?
Especially
really?
In picture form.
Really?
Actually, Nikki, go to my MySpace.
Okay, give me a second.
And for anybody who's listening to the show on the archive, my MySpace is www.myspace.com/SigmaFan, SIGMAFAN. And my first friend is Dude.
Dude. And my top friends, I only know, like, two people personally, and everyone else are either, like, WrestleCrappers or, like, wrestlers or porn stars?
My top 20 is a mix of good friends, some wrestlers who know me, and I'd have to go look again. Sigma is getting the hell out of Tacoma. Here we go, dude. My best
Sigma,
side was.
That's it right there. My best side was your worst invention.
All right, let me pull up.
That's.
Oh God, look, he's got one of those forever loading sites.
What you got right there? That is dude. And by the way, my top friends, let's see, it's a mix of crappers, some of the game show fans that I've met over the years, college students, some of my real life friends, which only amounts to two.
Here we go. Real life friends, travel buddies, some wrestlers, and the wrestling league that I work for, Generation of Destination Wrestling.
And I take it you've seen the picture of Dude, and what do you think of him now?
Dude. Reminds me of Psycho Kid.
He is not a Psycho Kid, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, no, he reminds me of somebody in my list called Psycho Kid. And so is he a Lost Hardy or something?
No, Tony, I believe, is androgynous.
Hmm.
And he, if you see him on the street, you think, are you a woman?
Are you a woman?
Yeah. Did the entire CM Punk look, you're like, are you a woman?
I swear to God, she was 8 feet tall.
Let's see. Going back to my list real quick. My two closest friends, one of my traveling friends, the referee on here is my personal stalker. Let's see, super fan, the sign guy, my buddy Moose, Generation of Destination, Hurricane Rosie, RVD, Edge, Justin Roberts. More of my travel buddies, Matt Seidel's official MySpace. One of the biggest Jericho MySpaces, Break the Walls.
Mm-mm. Out of my 36 top friends, 12 of them are crappers. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, eleven, twelve, thirteen are game show friends of mine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 are college friends of mine. The rest are friends that I've met in other places. And one of them is a game show group that I hang out with, WLTI, We Love to Interrupt. And I even got Dude's best friend, Nikki, on here. N-I-C-C-I.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bought Christmas presents for her this year. I gave her the hair dye. I gave her some hair dye.
Cool. Let's see. Oh, I'm surprised I don't have that guy in my top 20. There's a gentleman out in Pennsylvania who decks himself out as a Heyman, and we've been threatening to run into each other at a show so we can take a picture together.
One of my friends on my MySpace goes by the name of Ramon. He dressed himself up like gold dust.
He's crazy.
Start calling him Black Rain.
No, I call him Latin Rain. That's what I do.
Close enough.
And I also got Nikki as number 6 and Trista as number 9.
I just moved you to number 4. Just so you know.
I apologize that I don't have you in my top there, Mr. Seidelman.
That's okay. I'll move, Tristan, I'll probably move you up to number 6, move Nikki over to number 5. However, I'm not moving my two friends who go by the names of Fuck Scientology and Faggle. I'm actually moving in with them soon. So, they won't move. And then I got Blade Braxton as number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still there, Trista?
Yeah, I'm just hanging out right now, making things on paint, looking at my face because I'm a dork.
I've got a group on my top list, a group of super fans who are out in Illinois.
Midwest Jobber Association.
I love these guys. I absolutely love these guys. I met them as far back as 2004.
I think that was at your first house show. One of your first house shows when you went under the Nikki Hammond moniker.
Yes, that was the first show that I was under that moniker, and I run into 7 guys in costume, and that was them. So I took a picture of the whole group, and then I had one of the guys was dressed as Undertaker, and they took a picture of him with his hand around my throat. Now, mind you, the storyline at the time was that Uncle Paul was managing Heidenreich, and they were facing they were supposed to go up against Undertaker at Survivor Series. Not 2 weeks later, I had the opportunity to meet up with dear Uncle Paul, and I showed him that picture, and he looked at it, and he says, "Don't let them do that to you. That's not supposed to happen. You don't let that happen to you." The man should have taken his own advice. Not 2 months later, it happened to him.
Now, is he really Uncle Paul, or do you just call him Uncle Paul?
We're all part of the same wrestling family. Wink, nudge.
Say no more.
I get it.
It has generated a great deal of interest. I'll give you an even better story, Tristan. Just before the first one-night stand, as a matter of fact, I ran into Uncle Paul along with Tommy Dreamer, Balls Mahoney, and Sandman in Wheeling at a SmackDown. I saw them get out of the same – they were all in the same SUV together, and I saw my dear uncle, and I said, "Paulie," and he nodded. And I was like, "Cool, he's going to come over, and he's going to sign for us." Tommy always signs.
Of course.
Balls and Sandman start heading in, and Paulie walks away. And I'm like, "I don't think so." And everybody's looking at me, so I yell across the parking lot, "Uncle Paul!" And he stops. And he turns around and goes, "What?" I said, "I wanted to get a picture with you." He looks back at me and he says, "How many pictures have we gotten together? 4? 5? Meanwhile, Sandman and Paul Mahoney are going, do it, trying to get Paulie to come back over and take a picture with me.
Which he did not.
But it was a happening. It was a wonderful happening.
That's funny. I just
and you also have a Sabu ransom picture.
Oh my lord! Okay. I will explain. This was the same day. Somebody had to point Sabu out to me because I've never seen him in cities. I've never seen him in regular clothes.
Okay.
I'm used to just seeing him in genie pants and the headdress.
Yeah.
Somebody pointed him out to me, and we got him to come over and take a couple of pictures. I had sent the IWC in a spiral when they got a look at him wearing a baseball cap, a golf shirt with his collar popped, had a man bag slung over his shoulder, and he was holding a latte.
Wow.
And that just did
like
not...
That?
Yes, and that did not compute.
Wow.
That did not compute. So everybody, I've had a couple of requests for me to hold up signs when Sabu was still working for WWE, holding up a sign that says Sabu owns a Starbucks.
That's pretty good.
That's just, there's a beauty about house shows. They're such a free environment. I hear the wrestlers that have more fun wrestling the house shows than they do on the actual TV tapings.
They do. Although the thing with Sabu and Uncle Paul, that happened at an actual SmackDown taping. The house shows are insane with some of the stuff that they will do. First of all, if you've never been to a house show, and if Ric Flair does continue his career, I will warn you now, shield your eyes when he is in the ring.
Who's that?
Ric Flair.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who pays who, but there's an obligation to pull his tights down.
That's kind of gross.
Get Randy Orton, Eugene, Shawn freaking Michaels, and a couple of other individuals are guilty of pulling his tights down. And Mr. Flair...
I saw that, but long enough when they had ads for the Rust Scrapbook of Lists. They had an ad, number three, Shawn's Lost Smile. Top six things we never need to see again. Number two, Ric Flair's butt.
Which was shown at many a house show. Now, Ric Flair was, if Ric Flair was not at the house show, then the designated pantsy was either Kurt Angle or Triple H.
No wonder Karen Angle is such a slut.
And Kurt Angle wears a freaking thong. Actually, they got away with doing that on TV once.
I think a lot of the guys wear thongs.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there was a rash of pantsings at Cyber Sunday a couple of years ago. I don't think either of them made it to TV. They got Edge, and I discovered that Edge has no ass.
He does too.
There's not. There's nothing there. Somebody just took a marker and drew a division of his butt cheeks. What little there is of them.
Baby, I love him.
No, he's gorgeous. He just has no ass.
Does.
And he needs to get his abs back. Anyway, somebody actually had the gall to pull down Shawn Michaels' pants. That wasn't a bad view either.
However, we've seen much better shots of Shawn Michaels' ass, though. The 96 Royal Rumble comes to mind.
Whose ass?
We've seen better shots of Shawn Michaels' ass. I think the 96 Royal Rumble springs to mind. And... more ways than one, but let's move on.
Yes, we need to move away from people's asses, although the one time they really got Triple H was still one of the funniest.
I wish I could have been there with a camera, but anyways.
Is the show? Is it being archived?
Yes.
Okay. I was asked to check.
I want to see how many people we pulled in.
Hmm?
I want to see how many people listen to our show.
Okay, pull some ratings.
Okay, How does 19 sound?
I think that's pretty darn good.
How many?
19.
That's awesome.
Their second highest rated show.
Woo!
I'm trying to find out what our highest rated show was. The Big Year in Review show was our highest rated show.
And how many did we have then?
21.
Ah.
And our highest rated music show ever was when we had Kid Joker as my co-host.
So Surprise.
And I'm looking over the East-West Wrestling Connection, Nikki. You know what
yeah.
the odd thing
yeah.
is?
What's that?
We're big when it comes to archive shows.
Are they come and listen to this part of the show.
Yes. You know what our archive rating was for our last show?
What's that?
Last show?
140.
No kidding.
No kidding. 140 downloads.
I'm going to admit it, 135 of those were me.
Oh.
Sorry.
Liar!
I just wanted to hear how big of a dork I sounded.
Well, that works. At least we're still... That's a good-sized rating, though.
Let's see. Oh, stuff I didn't get to. Stuff you don't know about what happened at the Royal Rumble.
Hey, guys, I'm actually going to head out now because this is my cell phone and you aren't paying for it. And I am. So
I thought
you
got 3 minutes
time.
I am signing off for tonight.
Aww. All right. All right, take care.
Send some
I think we better call it a night then, Nikki.
Yeah, I can do that. Because I'm gonna have to call it a night for good in the next half an hour or so. I've got an on sale tomorrow.
You got what tomorrow?
Getting my nails done.
Getting my tickets for Raw House Show in Louisville.
Ah, Louisville, Kentucky.
Yep,
I think
March
you might
1st.
Say hi to an old friend of ours, Tyler Brown. I think I might try to get him to do the house show in Louisville.
There you go.
Well, it's been a while since Tyler's done a wrestling show of ours. We need to try to get him back on the show.
Yes, we
Tyler
do.
Black? Tyler Black?
No. It's a friend of ours who used to work the show.
Oh, okay.
He used to work the show before I took it over full time.
Tyler Black's my boyfriend, in case you didn't know that, Nikki. I have a lot of boyfriends.
I can see that.
And they all know about each other.
Well, as we get a night, I'm going to have to, you and I'm going to sit down and talk about the triangle principle.
About the what?
It's called the triangle principle. It's about how I judge wrestlers.
Oh, okay.
Especially male wrestlers. Men see women as hourglasses. I see men as triangles.
I get it. I see them as candy.
That too. So, on that note, I think I'm going to speak out of here before I get myself in any more trouble.
I think
it's time we close it, too.
That.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, guys.
Good night, Mr. Seidelman. Good night.
Hugs and kisses.
Yay.
I love my job.
Good night.